February 17, the sons of God. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. How did men treat Christ when he came? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. John 1:11. Thus it is today. This history is being repeated and will be repeated again and again before the Lord shall come in the clouds of heaven. The deceptions of Satan will be upon those who dwell on the earth. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. After fitting up this world as a dwelling place of man, God looked upon it and rejoiced in it, pronouncing it very good. So will he accept of and rejoice in the reformation wrought out by those who, receiving Christ as their Savior, have obtained power to become the sons of God. The first chapter of Colossians shows us the heights to which it is our privilege to attain. We may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, walking worthy of the Lord, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:9-14. Is there not woe enough in this sin-stricken, sin-cursed earth to lead us to consecrate ourselves to the work of proclaiming the gospel that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life? John 3:16. This earth has been trodden by the Son of God. He came to bring men light and life, to set them free from the bondage of sin. He is coming again in power and great glory to receive to himself those who during this life have followed in his footsteps.